Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, proudly brought to you by Mizuno Golf.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we are so pleased to have one of the most influential people in the game of golf, not only golf itself, but the business, especially when it comes to golf in Canada. We welcome the director of golf at Beacon Hall Golf Club, Mr. Phil Hardy.
Jody, I appreciate that understated introduction. Thank you for doing it. I'm glad I wrote it for you.
Now, a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to play here at Beacon Hall, and it certainly ranks up there with easily my top three courses, and I've played quite a few places, not only in Canada, but also abroad. And it certainly has the layout that I enjoy, and the service and the people here are fantastic. It's probably one of the best in North America that I've played. And I'm not saying that because you're just sitting in front of me. I'm being honest. I guess what I want to know, the reason I came back was to play some more golf, but also to get a feel of what you guys are doing here. And I know that yourself and Hendrick and your staff have been instrumental in doing what you do here and doing it well. And tell us a little bit about, I guess, before we get into that aspect, how you came to be here and then what you're trying to implement. What's the theory behind what you're doing?
Well, that's a tough story to put into a few words, Jody, and my best event is not a few words. I'll tell you, I was very lucky to come here. I was away on a pro-am in the Bahamas with a team from Richmond Hill, which was, of course, I was at previous to this. And I was lucky enough to be referred by a couple of industry people to one of the two conceptualizers of this club, Brian Leggett. Anyway, we got together in the Bahamas. He talked about what he was going to do. And he invited me up to see the land in late 1985 or early 86. We took a tour, and he told me what he was going to do, and I was sold before he even finished his spiel.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
And the rest is history. And, you know, it's been a great, I think, 22 years. I can't imagine a better experience in golf. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we try and do here. We try and provide a unique experience. But I can't imagine anything better in the world.
Yeah, and 22 years, that's an incredible, incredible record for you. I think it speaks volumes about what you're doing. Do you have any, aside from hiring Hendrick, any other regrets?
Regrets? Well, I regret that my game has suffered over the last 20 years to the extent that it's rare that I can go through a round without using several golf balls. And I actually put my nickname on the golf ball, which I regret now. And the next batch I get in from Titleist will have nothing on them because they seem to be coming in from all parts of the golf course. Now members seem to find them everywhere. Sometimes they find them in embarrassing spots. But absolutely zero regrets, Jody.
Phil Hardy, Director of Golf at Beacon Hall, is our guest on the program, and we thank you for locking it in. Don't forget to check us out online, jjthegolfguy.com, and we certainly thank you for your support. Phil, tell us a little bit about, we'll move aside from Beacon Hall for a bit, because I know you have tons of stories and certainly some great opinions. What's your view of golf in Canada? I've asked this of a lot of people at different courses and even the pros. Is Canada doing enough to get recognized? Mike Weir obviously is the guy we all look to, Stephen Ames after that, and I know we have a lot of up-and-coming young stars, but is Canada doing enough like the other countries?
Well, Jody, I think that's an interesting question. We just had an event here a couple of months ago called the Copa de las Americas, which is a fairly new event, really for the countries of the Americas, South America, Central America, Canada, the United States. Watching the RCGA work during that event was very interesting for me because I think they are providing great opportunities for young people. They have an elite program now, both in terms of more mature kids and younger kids. And I think they're spearheading something that I think is going to have long-range benefits. On the local front, actually, we do something here. We're trying a new kind of initiative at Beacon Hall. It's called a sponsored junior program or a scholarship program, and we have invited six kids from outside the club to be sponsored juniors at Beacon Hall. That, on a grand scale, if other clubs could get romanced by the idea, could be a huge benefit to the future of golf, especially as it pertains to young people.
Absolutely, and we know that juniors sometimes don't have the opportunities that they do in other countries, especially financially. So that's who came up with that idea? I assume it was yours.
Well, I don't like to take credit for everything, but you know, yeah, it was my idea. However, there are other people. You know, Ben Curran, the late Ben Curran, did wonders at the National with young people. York Downs has always had a terrific junior development program. This is rather unique, where kids come in, they have to work on their game, they have to caddy a little bit, and at the end of the day, they receive a little bit of a grant of $1,000.
Nice.
So it's kind of a unique program in that regard.
Phil Hardy, Director of Golf at Beacon Hall Golf Club, is our guest on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. And let's stick with the business of golf. Can Canada support many more golf courses? They seem to be popping up all over the place. Is the market being oversaturated? Will there be a certain point we reach when enough is enough? Or will we see that day?
I think I can only speak somewhat specifically about Toronto and the Ontario market. Absolutely. I'm not sure what drives people to building golf courses. I'm sure there's a lot of ego in it. But I can tell you that whether it's Muskoka or it's the GTA, there are an awful lot of golf courses. And, you know, we don't really struggle for our market share because we're really only appealing to a very small sector of the population. But there are an awful lot of those like concepts coming onto the horizon. I'm not sure where the market's going to come from, but it's going to be a difficult one.
Take your director of golf hat off for a couple minutes and tell us about what Phil Hardy does in his time off, his downtime, if he has downtime.
Well, I don't have a lot of downtime in the summer. What I like to do, I have a growing family. I have three grandkids now, and I love to spend time with them. I've kind of got a passion for collecting watches. Unfortunately, my tastes are exceeding my pocketbook right now. But beyond that, I mean, I like spending time at home. I built a home a couple of years ago, and it was a lifelong dream. I had an unlimited budget, and I exceeded it, so I'm trying to take down a mortgage right now. But I love spending time at home with my kids and grandkids, and if I've got any time and money left over, I'll buy the odd watch.
Favorite guys to watch on tour or favorite players on any tour, including the women?
There's no question in my mind my favorite golfer is Tom Watson. I think he embodies all that golf should be about. I think he's one of the most honest, rules-founded golfers of all time. I think he's one of the quickest players. And I think I just like the way he conducts himself. Competition is never going to replace camaraderie. And, you know, guys like Arnold Palmer, I think Tiger Woods obviously sets the bar very high for both the human side and the competitive side of it. Those would be sort of some of my favorites.
In a boxing match with gloves between Kevin Thistle and Phil Hardy, who wins?
Thistle probably goes down within the first 20 seconds, which, you know, would be unfortunate for the many spectators that would show up because obviously they wouldn't get a lot of value out of their ticket. Thistle goes down in the first round for sure.
And bare knuckles, same result?
Bare knuckles, he wouldn't do it. He'd want, how many ounces of the gloves these days? He'd want pillows to stop the pummeling, trust me.
Phil Hardy, always a pleasure. I want to thank you for the hospitality you've shown the Golf Guy over the last couple months. And certainly, we must say it again, Beacon Hall, thumbs up for sure. And one of the must stops. If you know somebody here, make sure you get here. Always a pleasure.
Jody, I got to tell you, you're one of the most engaging guys I've met. And I've listened a little bit to the program. I'm going to listen an awful lot more from now on. Thanks, Jody.
Be Luke. I can do it. Play like Luke. Be Luke Donald.
What are you doing?
I'm visualizing. Just got my MP67 irons. And these, oh, they're sweet.
Visualizing? Jeez, just hit the ball. What's so great about MP67s anyway?
Grain flow forged club heads and a new slender cut muscle design. A real player's club with great feel. It gives me better control.
Hey, that's a nice shot. Mind if I borrow your MP67 irons?
Get your own set. Your pro can custom fit you. These Mizuno irons will change your game.
Mizuno, your passion is our obsession.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.
Golf season is back, and Poplars is gearing up
for
another great year. It's 2-1 golf Fridays at Poplars Golf Club. Every Friday, play two games
for
the price of one. Poplars Golf Club in Tweed. full details, click on poplarsgolfclub.com.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work. But not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.